each time you speak, and please wait until I call on you to speak so we can do it in an orderly way. And then when there's motions made, please state your name when making and seconding the motion. All right, we have from DBPR, our staff is Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, Sabrina Evans, and Jim Hammers, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. So let's go ahead and do a formal roll call. Lee Arsenault, Lee?
Lee Arsenault here.
Lee Arsenault, right. Alan Grimillion, Alan? Alan was here. I see him somewhere. Davis Hillman, or David, sorry, David?
Here.
Mike Kesey?
Here.
Ray Fusatello? Drew Smith, we know will not be here. Bill Smock? Jeremy Stewart? And Brian Walsh?
I'm here.
Great. All right, thanks. So we have 5 of 9, so we have a quorum, so we're good to move on with business. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from...
Jeff,
yes, sir, Tom.
Rage, he just joined.
Okay, Rage.
I'm here.
Great, thank you. So we have 6 members present. Very good. 6 of 9, quorum's been intact. Okay, so today's agenda is to approve the minutes from our last meeting, which was June 9, 2021. Quick overview of your work group's work plan, the commission's work plan, and then we'll discuss the comments that you have submitted regarding any specific residentially oriented code, proposed code amendments that the tax made recommendations on that you really have a cost impact. Capture those comments and get a motion to send those on, and then we'll have those in the trucking charts for the tax next meeting and for the commission when they meet in December. And then we'll have any public comment. Unless there's any questions, I'd ask for a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted by name, please.
Abe Hillman, so moved.
Need a second?
Mike, second.
All right, Mike is the second. Motion is second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, you have had an opportunity to review the electronically posted June 29th, 2021 minutes. Unless there's any corrections, think of me, call or five, thank you. I would ask for a motion to accept the minutes as posted by name.
Motion to approve, Ray Fusatello.
Okay. Your second.
David Hillman, second.
Motion and a second from Fusatello and Hillman, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Somebody joined by phone. Would you please identify yourself, please? If you just joined by phone. Caller number 5 is muted. They're muted. Make sure we don't have another work group.
This is Alan Grimion. My microphone on my computer didn't appear to be working, so I called
him. Okay. Sure. So just mark caller 5 as Alan. Very good. Thank you, Alan. Okay, then let's proceed with, we'll get a, Mo, you want to take a scroll through the work group's work plan and then the commission's work plan, and then we'll go back to the comments.
Yeah. This is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. I think the work plan for the group is posted on the agenda, and if we go through it very quickly, as it stated, the objective is to discuss and provide comments to the commission regarding impactful code changes to the 7 edition 2020 Florida Code Residential, and the work plan consisted of 2 tasks, which one was already done, which is mainly reviewing the international residential codes, the changes, and you guys provided comments on those under step 1 of the process. And now we are going into item D, which is mainly the review of proposed modification to the Tubman Edition 2020 for the building code residential, and the commission approved the I code changes as submitted during step two of the code change process, which is what he's doing now. It's mainly phase two, or call it step two. As you see from the work plan, we already done the first part, which is the meeting of May 24th, 2021. We gather reviews the I code changes and provided comments on those code changes. Now, what we're doing today is mainly under step two, the meeting today, August 17th, which is mainly to review the tax recommendation with regard to the proposed modification to the former residential code and provide comments to the commission on impactful code changes. I think you guys, as Tom did, he sent you guys a list of code changes to look through, and also gave you instruction how to go into the system, the building code information system, and input your comments. Based on what I've seen, it seems only, you know, two code changes that received comments from you, and which is we'll go over next. But that's really what I have for this for the work plan. Any question on the work plan?
All right. And I guess next, if you want to review the commission's code work plan.
Sure. The commission work plan. This is really. It's been a long journey with regard to, if you want, can I, Jim, share the screen so I can bring it up there, if you don't mind. All right, let's see, share. Can you see my screen?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. Okay, let's see what happened here. Since the share is it's not really active, the screen. It's something that's not, for some reason, is not working. The share screen.
Well, maybe Tom.
Jim is not really for some reason. I normally click on this button.
Which screen do you want to share?
Here, something.
There you go.
Okay, here.
That's what's showing
right
there.
It's right here. Let's see here. I want to share this one.
Okay, so that slide is one of the other.
Slide is here, or can you see the? Can you see my screen?
We can. We're seeing the matrix of the tax assignment.
Oh, okay. So, for some reason, all right. For some reason, all right. Screens came and mixed, so it's all right. Well, that's when you have more than one screen, so you don't know which one has the information. As you see on the screen, the work plan for the commission, this has been really, as I mentioned, it's a long journey. It's almost really going to take 3 years to do the work. As you see, a lot of the work on the first page has been completed, which is consists of selection of the model code. That was done in 2019 and by the commission. And then review of the model code changes, which is mainly reviewing the I code changes to the 2021 in code, and those were done, as you see, in 2001, and the review of the TAC and your review were done in 2001 too. All that complete So that phase two, we opened the cycle for individuals or interested parties, etc., to propose code changes or modifications to the foundation code, which is the 2024 the building code, and those I-code changes that were approved by the commission last December. What we did, we opened the cycle for people to submit code changes. The cycle opened January 4th and it closed February 15, 2022. That has been completed, and after that, we subjected all the code changes submitted to the what you call the first 45-day comment period. This was closed April 17, and then May 2nd, we mainly published the tracking chart, detail reports for the for the technical advisory committee review, and as stated here, the technical advisory committee met in the month of June, and they reviewed 619 code changes which were received during this cycle. So that has been completed, and then after the TAC issued their recommendation, then we published those recommendations on our website, and also updated the system on July 3rd, 2022. And as you see here, you are meeting today to to really review those comments submitted by you on the tax recommendation specific to the residential code. August 26th is the ending date for the second 45-day comment period. After that, August 26th, then staff mainly update the system, make sure all the comments are submitted on the tax recommendation are in order, and then we publish on the commission website the tracking chart detail report with summarizing all the comments submitted on the tax recommendation, segregated by specific tax as applicable. And then the plan is the technical advisory committee mainly to meet in October. The plan is for them to meet the week of the 10th, so 10th, I believe, October 10th to the 13th at this point, 2022. The meeting is going to be in Gainesville. And after the TAC meets and review the TAC recommendation, the comments submitted on their recommendation, the TAC will have the option to affirm their prior recommendation, or they could change their recommendation based on the comments submitted. So, after the tax meeting, then staff will update the system again and mainly finalize the tax recommendation. Then after that, we will allow interested party to really pull any of the code changes of the consent agenda for individual consideration. Then we have a deadline for that. It is November 22nd, 2022. Then the plan is that for the commission to take up the tax recommendation in December. As you see, the plan is to do that December 13th to the 14th, 2022. Then after that, we staff mainly publish what we call a supplement to the foundation code, to the 7th edition 2020. The supplement will consist of all the approved code changes broken down by subcode. And that supplement then will be sent to the I code to the ITC, the International Code Council, to mainly start the process of integrating those code changes into the 7 editions. So ultimately, we'll have a draft of what we call the 8th edition 2023 SBC. The draft, we're shooting for having an integrated code, kind of decent and complete by May 22nd, 2023. In between, we will start the rulemaking, mainly by law, under Chapter 120 procedure. We are required to adopt the code by rulemaking. So the rulemaking starts with having a workshop. So the supplements and the work it will be subject to, and the foundation code will be subject to comments as part of the workshop, which this workshop was planned now for March 14, 2023. We'll keep you posted of the, the time, the date, the time and dates and everything as we move forward. There'll be also, by rule, there is an opportunity for a hearing if somebody asks for a hearing. Otherwise, then we proceed with filing the code with the Vermont State, with the understanding, hoping that if all goes all right, this code will go into effect December 31st, 2023. Any question about the work plan?
Thank you, Mo. And let's just go ahead and proceed. As Mo described in the work plan, the goal of this meeting was for the committee to individually review various, all of the residential related code amendments and determine whether they felt there was a cost impact that they wanted to report back to the TAC for the TAC to use in their decision making process. And each of you were assigned specific ones to review and to make no comment if there was, if you felt there was no impact. And there were really only two that that specifically, there were three comments, the only two that specifically had cost impacts, and that those were submitted by Alan Grimillion. I think they're both on the same mod, which is a mechanical 10069. So I think we can start with that, and then we'll see if there's anything that others didn't have a chance to do or want to bring up. So Alan, you want to go ahead and talk about the two comments you submitted on 10069, and then we'll see whether everybody kind of agrees with that. That seems right. Go ahead.
It was only supposed to be one comment. So
okay.
It's a duplicate comment, I believe. But it just added, $150 to the cost of the house for a carbon monoxide detector. If they have a standby generator within 5 feet of an exterior opening, or between 5 and 10 feet of an exterior opening.
Okay, so your estimate is $150. So, work group members, anybody have any questions or comments about that? And if not, I guess there could be a motion to agree that that's the estimate for the price in the work group, and then that will be what's submitted. Anybody?
Dave Hillman, I got a quick question. Is that a carbon monoxide detector in addition to a smoke detector room?
Yes. It has to be within the room closest to the standby generator. So the carbon monoxide detectors outside of the bedrooms likely won't apply. It's an additional detector.
All right. I mean, do you feel it's necessary?
I mean, I don't understand the question. If it's required, do I feel like it's necessary? Protection of the occupants.
Yeah. So again, all of you are free to submit any comments you want, and are encouraged to do so. The primary focus is whether there's a cost impact is what this committee was set up to kind of review and see, hey, this is going to cost this much, or it's going to be an impact of this much, and that's this, that's the consensus recommendations that we submit back to the TAC, but you're certainly welcome to submit additional comments on any of these that, that folks feel they would like to comment on.
Hey, Jeff, I can clarify something if you want to, if it's okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this has to do with, you know, generators, which is really standalone, that is installed close to the home. And the code already requires carbon monoxide alarms for the sleeping room, 10 feet of each room used for sleeping purposes. There'll be an additional, as was stated here, there'll be an additional device installed close to the opening where this device, well, this equipment will be installed. And that's really what we're talking about here, is the additional cost for that additional device.
Correct.
Okay.
It's only required if the generator is less than 10 feet from that opening. If it's more than 10 feet, then it's not required.
Yes.
Right. Any other questions or comments from community members? All right. Does someone wish to make a motion to support that comment from coming from the worker?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Mike Casey, second.
All right. Motion and a second from David and Mike, respectively. Is there any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the comment on 10069, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Were there any other committee members that had cost impact comments that didn't get submitted or they want to bring up on any of the residential code amendments?
Yes, David Hillman.
Sure, Dave.
Just a quick question. I know we're talking about cost impact and things like that. Is that all we're doing? I had a question on something, and I didn't know if this was the place to discuss it and whether or not it we sent it back as a comment.
I think the answer to the question is you can certainly discuss it. I think the scope of the work group, though, is to provide specifically comments on cost impacts. I think it would be as a work group. I think individually, any individual member should feel be free to, is free and encouraged to submit individually comments on any of these. But if you wanted to get some clarification on it and then you decided you want to submit one as an individual, you could certainly do that. So go ahead if you like.
I guess just from reading through these, one of them was to clarify. One of mine was to clarify things. They removed a comment that said printed instructions from the manufacturer to make it instructions from the manufacturer or manufacturer's instructions. And in today's world, I see somebody going, well, the guy told me on the phone it was okay. And moving forward with it, and I just didn't know if there was something other than manufacturer's instructions to say that, yeah, it has to be written down somewhere or something that is used throughout the code book to make sure that people know it needs to be written down and not just, you know, hey, I talked to a guy on the phone, you know, I think he was sweeping the floors at the manufacturer, but he said it was okay.
You could submit a comment, you know, the as Jeff said, the comment duration will, you know, have not closed yet, so it's you have, you know, until August 26th. I understand, I'm aware of the code change. If you want to submit a comment, you feel that, you know, justified, I think the language, the word was removed because it's causing confusion to some people. So I
agree. I just was wondering if there was another thing that we could use to let people know that, you know, it has to be in print, not verbal. That's all I was
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It might be a good idea, actually.
Well, mine with no impact.
Right. Okay. Does any other work group member have any others that have other concerns or issues regarding those that they reviewed or any of the others that other work group members reviewed vis-a-vis cost impacts?
A lot of the members did respond, I recall, saying, hey, you know, we looked at code changes and we didn't feel anything. No cost impact. So that's really general.
Right. Yeah. No, that's right. I think they've all said that. I just wanted to make sure if anybody had anything they wanted to bring up. Okay, well, in that case, is there any public comment at this time? Okay, does any work group member or staff have any additional comments?
Thank you, Jeff.
No. Thank you. All right, well, in that case, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. If someone would make the motion in a second, then we'll call it a day. All right, we have Ray and Alan, respectively, on a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your good hard work and the fact that you reviewed all of these, and it's very helpful in the commission. Appreciate your work.